Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. A pleasant, engaging personality, a plethora of talent, and a patient willingness to pass on her skills to others have paved the way for fine art artist Leslie Watkins, who makes her home at the evocatively named Dandelion Cottage in Norfolk, a one-acre experiment in living off the land. There, in her whimsically described Garden of Eden, she finds much of the inspiration needed to nourish her artistic life. This week, we take a look at the artist, her life, her work, and her workshops. Each week, our millennial writer, Charlotte Penrose, looks around the region for what's happening and shares her recommendations. Most interesting and fun events to come. Here are some of her tips for this week. Details can be found on the website. Traditional Irish fiddler. Fresh takes on tradition. World-renowned Irish fiddler Frankie Galvin has performed for four American presidents and the Pope, accompanied by none other than Andrea Bocelli. He records with Elvis Costello and the Rolling Stones. As just a 17-year-old, Gavin won All-Ireland titles on both flute and fiddle. Generally regarded as the finest traditional Irish fiddle player of his generation, Galvin offers fresh takes on the old traditions and gives performances of the highest caliber at Dewey Hall in Sheffield. Haunted Mill and Monsters Ball, Spooky Delights. 11 artists have transformed the seven flights of Max and Mills into a PG-13 haunted house for those brave enough to enter. For everyone else, there will be a family-friendly activities, including hayrides, a costume contest, and carnival. At 9 p.m., the party moves over to the Lantern for the Monsters Ball with macabre musicians, devious DJs, creepy cocktails, and spooky spirits at the Wassaic Project in Wassaic. Late Night, the Divine Comedy. Once lighthearted with little mention of politics, late night comedy has evolved into a platform for sharp critique of the state of the country and commentary of the nation's polarized political life. Seth Meyers, host of Late Night with Seth Meyers, has managed to successfully navigate the challenges of media coverage today and will be discussing the trials and tribulations of creating a nightly show tied so tightly to daily disaster and the existential fear it provokes. In a conversation with Jane Whitney, former NBC talk show host, Meyers will also reflect on his time as head writer and Weekend Update host at Saturday Night Live, his journey and his climb up the comedy ladder, and balancing his personal life as a celebrity, husband, and father at Chepauk Valley School in Washington. Coalette, the masterwork of André Haju. Close Encounters with Music embarks on its 28th year with the much-anticipated North American premiere of Coalette, or Ecclesiastes, for four cellos, narrated by film, stage, and television star Sam Waterston. Waterston takes on the role of the philosopher king, leading the audience through Proverbs of Ecclesiastes, while the quartet of cellos serve as a Greek chorus to the questions, observations, and aphorisms of the narrator. Coalette is an ancient Jewish scriptural text, yet it has universal relevance and is brought to life and made accessible to all in this dramatic presentation at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. Check out our website for further information. Just click on Happening This Week and on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our other features can also be accessed from the homepage. Please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves, which lead directly to their website. Out on a limb. Last month, we went out to supper, my husband, our son, his stepchild, and my brother. We went to the Swiss Hut in Egremont on what should have been Pete's and my 50th anniversary if we hadn't taken a 16-year sabbatical to work through our individual issues. Nevertheless, it felt like a golden wedding anniversary to me. Thus begins Catherine Boughton's essay on the many names one can accrue in one's lifetime. She calls it the name game, our favorite thing. For more than a quarter of a century, Habitat for Humanity of Northwest Connecticut has gone quietly about its charitable goal, producing one home after another throughout the region to house families who have been priced out of the housing market. This Saturday, Habitat will hold one of its most popular events, Flavors of the Foothills. Billed as a locavore's delight, the event will celebrate the region's bounty with hors d'oeuvres created from local produce, cheeses, breads, charcuterie, wine, beer, and spirits. Berkshire Kitchen. This summer at a local potluck supper, I met the most adorable and precocious three-year-old boy. When he returned from the buffet table, the conversation quickly turned to pasta because I noticed his plate overflowing with every type of pasta salad they had available. He told me that he loved spaghetti as well as pasta and pesto. Thus, Jane introduces her recipe for spaghetti coated with garlic and oil. Country Homes. A long driveway through a park-like setting leads to a magnificent large converted barn featuring slate roof, exposed hand-hewn antique post and beams, fantastic light, and long western views. The house features a gracious living room with vaulted ceiling, an eat-in kitchen with butler's pantry, a formal dining room, library, first floor master bedroom, en suite with adjoining endless swimming pool. There is a large gym, a spacious screen porch, a home theater, guest house, and a heated in-ground swimming pool. The property abuts land trust on three sides and provides total privacy. Behind the page. Many years ago when I was young, I was passionate about my nation and my world. I marched tirelessly with my daughter on my back against the Vietnam War for equal rights for all, for integration, and for women's rights. I'm still passionate and reflect on the state of civil rights, women's rights, impeachment, and the new and disturbing issue of gun violence. We also have a new feature for autumn, a downloadable fact sheet in history of the upcoming holiday of Halloween. Our new site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for you to visit. We're very proud of our new look. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.